this is Business Impact, a podcast series from UCD College of Business, Ireland's leading business school. I'm your host, Emmett Oliver, and each episode I'll be joined by world-renowned faculty from across the College of Business, as well as international industry leaders who will offer us insight, spark curiosity, and challenge you to rethink how you do business in a changing world. Welcome back to another edition of Business Impact. And as we know and documented and chronicled on this podcast many, many times, the world is undergoing rapid transformation at the moment. You've got AI, you've got weight loss drugs, you've got geopolitical tensions and all sorts of change coming at us very fast. The sheer velocity of the change, maybe it's just me, but I find it actually hard sometimes to get my head around whatsoever. So we try and document bits of it as it moves along, little fragments. But very important is the whole area of management, leadership, globalization, all these three trends and things that our own listener base are very interested in. So we thought we'd feature a particular strand of this. And we have a lot of offerings in the UCD Business School, both in Quinn and in the Smurfit Business School, in these whole areas of management and leadership. But one that really stands out and is quite unusual, and my guest today is going to explain a little bit more about that, is what's known as the SEMS program, which is offered uniquely here in Ireland among 33 international business schools. So it's all about management, leadership, and that whole area. And joining me today is the academic director of that program, and that's Andrew Keating. Andrew, you're very welcome to Business Impact.
Thank you very much, Emmett. It's great. It's great to be chatting to you about the SEMS program. So very excited to tell you all about it.
Yes, I mean, it comes at an interesting time, as I said in the introduction. We're watching all this change going on, both in politics, technology, business and the economy. And some people say, well, change is ever present. So what's different? But we know the sheer scale of the pace of that change is extraordinary. So lots of things about this program that you're heading up are reflecting that. But the really unique part, I thought at least, was it's kind of a big network of 33 business schools, which UCD itself is plugged into. Tell us more about that aspect, first of all.
Sure. So, Emmett, it's a very unique program, I think, is the best way to describe it. It's been around in some shape or form for about 40 years. UCD has been part of the network for over 25 years. It brings together leading business schools from all around the world, essentially based on trying to develop the business future international business leaders. So that's kind of what our mission is and what we're trying to do. And we have, you know, amazing schools involved across all of Europe, across Asia, across the Americas, and even into Africa as well. So we have schools like the London School of Economics. We have places like Bocconi in Milan. We have Asade in Barcelona, and then we've got St. Gallen in Switzerland. And you have HEC, which is one of the Grand Ecoles in Paris. And then in Asia, you have places like National University of Singapore, Tsinghua, which is like the Stanford of China. You have KO in Japan, and then KOBS or Korean University Business School out in Korea. And then in the Americas, you have places like Cornell and Ivy, and then a number of schools down in South America. And so, and then we have the University of Sydney. So just give you some sort of idea of the scale. I run the Irish franchise, but if you like, there's 32 other franchises. And every school is either the best or one of the best schools in that country. So, you know, no matter what SEMS program you do, you're pretty much guaranteed a very good education.
Yeah, so obviously there's lots of leadership courses out there, lots of management courses out there at undergrad and postgrad. What distinguishes this, or what's the different marker of it in your mind?
Well, obviously there's going to be commonalities. You would hope that there is, because that would mean that you're on par with the other leading programs that are run. I suppose what differentiates it is, I suppose, the scale of it and the people that would be involved in it. So just as an example, we have kind of three core modules or courses, whatever terminology you want to use, that everyone has to take. So, you know, global leadership is one and global strategy is another. And then we have something called the Applied Business Project, which is essentially a management consulting project for one of the corporate partners that are involved. But if you look at how even just the curricula is decided upon, so every school can follow their own path and how they design the curricula, but they have to hit common aspects. So there's certain things that they have to do, certain theories they have to cover, certain areas that need to be investigated, whether that is at the forefront of technology or whether that is in sustainability. You know, we incorporate that into the course design. And so we have, if you like, 33 schools helping to shape a common course to a certain extent. Obviously, there's variations in how you approach it, but kind of common approaches. And they're all feeding into that, which I think is quite unique. You know what I mean? So typically it would be one professor and one or two others that would feed into that course design. In this case, you're able to harness, if you like, the power of all those different schools that would be involved, which is, I think, very unique. And I think it's fantastic as well, actually, to be honest with you, Emmett. I think it's an amazing thing to see in action.
Now, a lot of younger graduates in particular, people who are new into the workforce, they're looking, and it's pretty competitive out there. I've mentioned artificial intelligence and trends such as that. They're trying to get ahead. They're trying to have a differentiator. They're trying to have maybe a body of knowledge that maybe other people in the marketplace don't have. So just talk to me about SEMS from that point of view. Will they be learning things, and what kind of person comes on the program in the first place?
Well, there's two questions in that, Emmett. So I'll start with the first one. Kinds of things they would be learning. Obviously, you know, like everyone's scrambling to keep up with the rapidity of change. You know, obviously, because we're working not just in one school, but across 33 schools, we get to see what the forefront of management education is. And then we try and incorporate that where we can into what we're doing. I think, you know, what SEMS gives you is it gives you a very good base. You know, we talk about education. Education is obviously going to be the forefront because we're an academic institution and we're all academic institutions. But the power of what SEMS does is it opens the world to the students. And I'm not just saying that as, you know, you would hear people saying that all the time, but it really does. It just opens up opportunities that possibly they may not have had if they hadn't done a program or a program like this. If you look at SEMS, it's actually very much about responsible management. And that's one of the things that SEMS has pivoted towards over the last 5 years. So as well as not just being about understanding data analytics, which everyone has to do in SEMS. So that's a core component. It's a core thing that everyone has to do. Not just understanding, you know, and just having knowledge of the SDGs or, you know, the sustainability issues around sustainability, but actually putting that into practice, whether that is through applied business projects, whether that is through taking part in something that's unique to SEMS, which is called UNFCCC role play, which UCD is part of, which is based on the COP. So it's like a model COP. And you learn from, you know, that course is put together across 11 different schools. So you learn all about that. But what really opens up SEMS is the network that's involved in it. You know, we have 70 corporate partners. They're there for a reason, because these are all highly talented students who come onto this program. And then they have a very strong alumni network. So someone who does a SEMS in UCD and someone who does SEMS in Louvain, in Belgium, or in Prague, in VSE, they don't just identify as being from VSE or being from UCD or being from Louvain. What they identify as being part of SEMS first and then the schools that they went to. So it's quite a strong badge. And what we also find is that the alumni really, really are excellent. They really do become engaged. Just as a simple example, I have, and not just me, but my team, we have our alumni mentoring our own students. And the reason for that is that they help introduce them into networks. They help introduce them about how they should, you know, how they should be performing at early stages in their career. And so, yes, you learn all the education, but I think, you know, what also is the power of what we do, it's a network that's involved in all the events and everything that's put on top of just the study. It's not just study, but it's also trying to develop students professionally to be able to cope as international business managers in the future. And so that's that part. The type of student that we have coming in, well, they're always, you know, all the students that we have coming into Smurfit and into UCD and into Quinn are all excellent. So I suppose the slight difference they would have is that it's a very international group. By international, I mean, we take about 50 people into the program. So we keep it small for, you know, a number of different reasons, but we keep it relatively small. But we have about 14, 15 different nationalities in that room. And that's just incredible. You know what I mean? It's an international program. It's nice to have all those international voices in that room. So the type of student that typically would have a high-level degree, so a 2-1 minimum, but generally a high 2-1 to a first-class honors. They have done a small number of internships or had some sort of work, you know, it's a pre-experienced master's, but typically would see, particularly with the Europeans, they'll come in with a number of different internships. And then the languages part is also a key differentiator. You know, they would often have, bar students coming from English-speaking countries, which has always been a problem, you would find that on average, about 90% speak about 3 languages fluently. So they're the type of individuals we'd see. So very high achieving, typically with at least one language, other language fluent other than English. But for many of the Europeans that have multiple languages, also as well have, you know, a small level of work experience or at least had some form of job, you know, because it is to an extent an applied master's program.
And there's that great phrase, SEMS, ex-SEMS people hire other SEMS people. So, I mean, it is a network. It just has evolved that way over the years. So, and a global network. So it must be a very valuable thing to fall back on as you sort of progress through your career.
It is. It really is. And Emmett, you know, you've been around long enough. I've been around long enough that I can be skeptical. You know, with experience can come some levels of skepticism. But I actually have seen, you know, the power of that network, that students are looking for a job and, you know, a certain organization, they can get onto a SEMS graduate. It doesn't matter if they graduated from UCD or from another college. It doesn't matter. They all went to SEMS and they will help them. I've seen them help them. I've seen them get them into organizations. I've seen jobs being advertised, you know, within SEMS forums because they're looking to try. It's a shortcut for them to find good talent because that's really what SEMS is about. It's, as I said, future international managers and trying to help shape that talent in some way. So yeah, it's fantastic network. And yeah, I think it's unbelievable to see in action.
Now, I was mentioning just in my introduction, the sort of some of the secular trends we're all noticing at the moment. Some of them affect us more, you know, in distance, but some of them are right in the middle of our lives. So we've got the whole area of AI I've mentioned. I've mentioned this sort of weight loss drug thing. So everything happening in pharmaceuticals. And then there's all those geostrategic issues that we don't need to get into today. That's a different podcast entirely. But I suppose I'm connecting all those events back into this actual program in the sense that you're preparing people, as I understand it, to work internationally, to work in that global environment, to be able to deal with some of the challenges we've just touched upon. So these will be presumably people who go into, a lot of the time, multinational organizations. They might work across borders, across teams. So they're being prepared for a very specific sort of life and a very specific career path in the future. And I suppose that's at the cornerstone of the program, isn't it?
It is, absolutely, Emmett. It is because, you know, obviously we're not going to talk about it now, but in class, obviously you have to deal with geopolitical issues because, you know, you do that in strategy, you do that in leadership. Why? Because if you're working internationally, you have to deal with the politics of the places that you're working in and, you know, the bigger macro trends geopolitically and the impact that can have on your organization. So yes, we try and help, I suppose, prepare them for the different aspects of the job and the areas and to be adaptable and flexible enough to adapt to the changes in their environment. You put really smart people together, you know, they're going to figure it out and they're going to come up with solutions anyway, right? And, you know, the world we're in now, Emmett, you know, 5 years from now can be very, very different. But as long as you are preparing them to be able to manage that change, and to be able to manage themselves in very tough environments, you know, no matter how it changes, they probably, most of them will flourish anyway.
Now, a lot of people listening to the two of us would say, interesting stuff, you know, may come, that kind of a program might suit me at my stage in career, what I've done previously and what I'm hoping to do in the future. But they might be associating it with a heavy workload, which is associated with another program that we won't get into today. But can you reassure them that this is all manageable, interesting though it is, that they can do this without really putting themselves under massive strain that might be almost put them off taking on the whole challenge? So just kind of give us a sense of idea of kind of how workload goes, how the pacing of the course and so on and so forth. I think that would be really of interest to our listeners.
Well, they're busy, Emmett. They're always going to be busy. It's a master's program and it's a full-time master's program, but it is completely manageable. Let me put it this way. We haven't had anyone not graduate from our program in the last 11 years because we have a very dedicated staff who also very closely monitor their progress. And also, you know, there's, I suppose, to a certain extent, a selection bias into the program itself in the sense that all these students are all very high-performing students. There's no real variability in the sense that they're all getting generally very good grades in what they're doing. Generally, they're coming through tough programs and very, very good schools. And so they're able to manage the workload. This, you know, the workload typically would be, you have to do, you know, each term is about 3 courses, which doesn't sound like a lot, but there's a lot in those courses as such. And then you have to do languages. So you have to keep progressing your languages. And then we have a unique element to what we do as well, which is the skill seminar, kind of corporate embeddedness part. So on a Friday, Typically, we would have our students do a half day or a day long seminar with executive trainers or else some form of company visit. Put it this way, the students who we have, you know, coming into our program typically is coming in from referral, and it's coming in from referral from a lot of it's coming in from previous graduates and previous alumni who have just rave about doing SEMS and also, to be fair, doing SEMS in UCD. But, you know, also they talk them about the workload and the management of the workload, and the workload is not impossible. Of course it isn't, because, you know, we need graduates as well, Emmett. So it's very manageable, but obviously it's going to push you. And that's the point of a master's. It is to push you, and to push you intellectually and to push you work-wise as well, to make sure that you're able to maintain all those different elements.
Now, Andrew, I'm sure, like everyone who's ever, you know, presided over such a program or set one up from scratch, you're always trying to balance the theoretical with the applied. And inevitably, and I know this from personal experience, students will either say a module or program is too theoretical or it's too applied, one or the other. Whatever way you go, the learners may look at to say this should be upped and that should be maybe dialed down a little bit. But it sounds like you've got a strong applied element backed up by strong theoretical foundations. Just kind of explain to our listeners how you see the program itself in terms of the content and just the sort of the tone and there's the objectives of it.
Obviously, we're an academic institution, so there has to be theory, right? So, you know, there has to be theory, but, you know, in business, there's no such thing. There's no good theory without practice, right? So you have to be able to show how it works in practice. And so we try to balance between the both, right? And I make sure that I have, and we make sure in the school that we have the right type of instructor or the right type of professor or lecturer in front of these types of students, in the sense that they are very demanding. They are very smart. Most of them will have covered most of theory, you know, at undergrad level anyway. And so obviously we deal with advanced theory as well, but we make sure that there is practical application where we can. We have to show, you know, what's the point if you can't show how it works in practice? So we make sure there's a very good balance between the work and the practice. And obviously, you know, we are preparing these students, not just intellectually, but also professionally. So we make sure there's a good balance between the personal, if you like, the intellectual and the professional development. And that's what we try and do.
Now, Andrew, advice is always good. You're as close as anyone, the closest person to the program. So what advice would you give someone applying who might take an interest, who might lodge a query, et cetera? Give them two or three things that they should bear in mind, if whether it's right for them or why it might appeal to them, et cetera.
For one, it's not for everyone, right? It's a demanding program, but in a good way, because it really will develop you. But just to be aware that, you know, it is time consuming. You've got to make sure that it's the right type of program for you. You know, that the students are fairly outgoing, the students are very driven. And if you're a driven, you know, and driven to succeed, and if you're that type of person, this definitely is a program for you. When anyone who's applying, what I would say is have a look at what previous graduates have done. Do your homework. You know, I hate the word do your research because that has different connotations, but do your research as such. So make sure you understand what SEMS is, what the different programs are. Make sure that it's the right fit for you. And then talk to alumni. So talk to them. They'll be very happy to tell you. They'll tell you the pros and the cons. So Emmett, I'm going to tell you all the good things, but I'm sure there's downsides to it as well. Not that I'm aware of it, but I'm sure there is downsides to it as well. So I would make sure to practice. It's done by interview. So you have to apply and then it's screened to make sure that you're the right fit and you know that you have all the requirements that are needed for the SEMS program. And then you're put forward to an interview with myself and someone from admissions typically, or maybe two people from admissions. And you got to make sure that you know the program. So that's why I'm saying do your research. You know, you'll be asked, where would you like to go in exchange? Well, know about the exchange school and what their academic program actually involves, because that's also an important element to this. And then with regards to taking part in the program, I would also make sure just to take advantage of all the opportunities. So, you know, you have students come in and they just put their heads down and study, which is fantastic. But you also have a life to live. So enjoy it, you know. So I would tell any students, take advantage of any opportunity that's offered to you. You know, you're going on a company visit to, I don't know, let's say Accenture, and you don't want to be a management consultant. But that doesn't matter. Just go anyway and see what they have to say. You never know who you might meet or what you might hear. So that would be my kind of words of advice. Do your homework. Be prepared for interview, and then take advantage of all the opportunities that have opened the door for you when you do send. And that would be my three key pieces of advice.
Great to see the balance. Yeah, it's not all the hard work. There is the enjoyment thing and the interest, you know, which is sometimes we all forget to kind of mention when we're talking about various courses. So that's really important. Listen, as I said earlier on in the introduction, it couldn't be more topical, this program. I mean, it just literally, if you had to design something from scratch, we won't go into all that's going on in the outside world, but, you know, the topicality of the program is undeniable. You've mentioned the balance between the theory and the applied. And also you've mentioned that it's not for everybody, but it's for very highly motivated people who, you know where they're going and want to know how to get there, I suppose, ultimately is what they want to do. Okay, listen, we're going to leave it there. Good luck. We'll see how the year ahead goes for you. Andrew Keating is Academic Director of UCD Smurfit's MSc in International Management / SEMS Masters in Management. Thank you for joining us today on Business Impact.
Thanks, Emmett. Pleasure.
Now, if you enjoyed this week's episode of the UCD Business Impact Podcast, please subscribe to episodes on Apple Podcast or Spotify. We cover a broad range of topics with insights from business leaders around the world, so there is sure to be something there for everyone. I'd like to thank our production team of Beth Gormley and Mike Liffey. They work tirelessly in the background, sourcing interviewees, editing, promoting episodes, and everything in between. I've been your host, Emmett Oliver, and we hope you can join us next time on UCD Business Impact.